Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.5 Triple M, the sound of Madison. It's Jonathan and Kitty, and we have two very special guests here today, Liam Tobin and Corey Jones, who are in Book of Mormon, which is at Overture Hall through Sunday. And Kitty, the last time we saw this, I feel like I'm still laughing from the show, don't you?
I know, my sides hurt.
It's absolutely incredible. So Liam and Corey, welcome to Madison.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess, Liam, we'll start with you. You're Canadian boy, right?
What have you found about him?
Not that much, but I was doing a little bit. So you play Elder Price. Well, first of all, I guess for people who don't know about Book of Mormon, it's effing hysterical, right? I mean, if you can give us a little bit of a rundown, then we'll dig into
it. Because it's not your average musical.
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, sure, it's a little profane, offensive at times, but it's a story of two young Mormon missionaries. They're, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to take on the world and, you know, change the world and... then they don't get the mission location that they're kind of expecting, and they get sent to Uganda, and, you know, chaos and hilarity ensues. You know, kind of everything kind of goes wrong for them, and it seems like the world ends up changing them a little bit instead through the process, but it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. If you have a... if you're not into the cuss words, maybe you should not see this.
Yeah, maybe not.
Considering, Corey, what the name of your character is, which we could only say general on the radio, or we'll lose our FCC license. But we'll get to that in a minute. So, Liam, you play Elder Price, and you played on Broadway, too. Is that right?
No? I was standby for the role on Broadway, yeah.
Okay. So were you rooting for that dude to get sick?
Or? Always. Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's how it kind of go? Yeah. Now, how long have you been on the tour?
I've been on the tour since December, so coming up on a year playing the role full-time.
Okay.
It's been great.
And I was very impressive. It was very impressive, Kitty, digging through his stuff.
Yeah.
That I Liam's Twitter account. That you joined in 2012, and since then you've tweeted three times.
Three times, you know, that's all I needed.
What are those?
Yeah,
I wish some other people would tweet about that many times.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
Think of a name or two.
And you have done some other musicals. You were in Beautiful, the musical, which was over here at Overture Hall, maybe last season or the season before. The Story of Carole King, and then trolling through your Twitter or your Instagram account. I saw you with a picture of Carole King. So that must have been pretty super awesome. Like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's weird to play someone's late husband and then meet them. But yeah, she was really cool. She came out to see the show a bunch of times. She was pretty, really, really nice, very encouraging, and a really, really cool lady, kind of what you would expect.
Yeah, okay. He's not going to give us more dirt.
No, well, I don't know. How much dirt do you get, Jonathan, when you meet someone for... Two to 3 minutes.
No, but she was playing her husband.
I mean, so I feel like
you get a little bit more. Also, it said that you were Buddy in Elf. Where was that?
That was in Canada. In the Grand Theater in London. That was a blast to play as well.
So that's the Will Ferrell character, right? Am I getting confused? So did you have to chew gum off the subway floor or whatever, like they did in the movie?
Well, I ate a lot of maple syrup and noodles, that's for sure.
Yum.
And then just one last thing, Liam. We're talking to Liam and Corey. We'll get to you in a second. Book of Mormon is here at Overture Hall through Sunday. I also was looking you up, and then do you often get confused with the Major General Liam Tobin? Do you know even who that is?
From the IRA?
Yes. From 1924. That was the first thing that popped up.
I know. That's what my dad said. He Googled me, and that's what came up.
Yeah.
Like, there's your legacy.
I thought that was pretty cool. All right, Corey.
Well, if you Google my name.
What comes up, Kitty?
A champion greyhound from the 1960s.
But it was a winner, right?
Yeah, that's true. Good.
All right, Corey, get into the mic here, so now we got to grill you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So, you play the general, and were you a theater? You're a Chicago guy, right?
Yeah, born and raised in Chicago.
Okay. So I was born in the suburbs, so that's kind of, I'm not really a Chicago guy, but I pretend to be. But White Sox?
I root for the White Sox because I'm predominantly on the south side of the city. Yeah. But the Cubs, it took them 108 years.
Oh, come on.
I had to root for them. 108 years.
I know. It sucks for 88 years, though. Come on.
I
thought
had
we were going
to
bond over the White
Sox and everything.
Oh. Get out. All right. So you grew up in Chicago, but you weren't a theater kid, or you were?
Right? Well, actually, that's where I got the bug, was in high school. I had no sort of association with the arts beforehand. I was going to go into school for architecture, and just so happened to find my way to the drama department and had a really awesome drama teacher who was passionate about it and instantly fell in love with it. Didn't think I'd do it for a career until after college, when I went and interned, and just seeing it done at a high level, I was like, I want to tell stories like this. And
so we got to give a shout out to, you went to Thornton.
Right? I went to Thornton High School.
Give a shout out to the teacher.
TTHS, Mr. Mike Sanders, who's now living in Florida. Thank you so much for setting the path for my career.
That is awesome. So then you did Shakespeare, though? Is that right?
So I've cut my teeth primarily in classical theater and what we call straight plays. Nothing to do with sexual orientation. But yeah, and so musical theater is something that I came to belatedly. Through various jobs I've had, I kept finding myself in musicals. And then one day I got a call to go in and audition for Book of Mormon. A month later, I was on a plane packed with my life in suitcases. Wow. And joined the tour. And wow, I've been fortunate enough to do it for 4 years total.
Did you know the show before you?
I had seen it exactly a year to the date I went to audition for it. I'd seen a year before.
And you saw it, were you thinking, I want to be in this show?
I actually saw the general character, and I was like, I could do that. I could do that guy. And so when I first went in, they actually had me go in for the father character, Mafala. Uh-huh. And it wasn't the right fit. Plus, I was just too young for it. But then they had me come back a few weeks later for the general. And it was, it was the right fit, the right part.
That's
He's got
cool.
A really high voice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. So yeah, with pipes like that, you do other. Do you do like? I would figure you'd be a voice guy.
Yeah,
do you do a lot of commercials and stuff?
It's what I supplement the income with. As a matter of fact, I got a commercial to record on Thursday or tomorrow.
Oh, he's our competition.
I guess so. Yeah, get out of town. That's so do you sing too, or you? I mean,
I would say I'm an actor who can sing before I'd say I'm a singer. Okay. Which is, again, I've come up doing, straight plays, and singing has been something I've come to lately. But the more you do musical theater, the more you get better at it. So
Do you guys how do you not laugh sometimes during the show? Because I mean, when I saw it, do you ever break character?
Don't break character, but there's certainly moments that you are enjoying what's happening on stage, or you hear something backstage. And, for Liam and I, we've heard this show thousands of times.
Right.
And you can still hear something that lands on your ear in a way that you're just like, God, that's so brilliant, so funny. An actor, somebody in the show will say something a certain way that's different. And it just hits you in a way that you're just cracking up backstage. It's such a clever show. And despite the irreverence, which is the word we use for all the profanity, to make it sound, highfalutin. But, it's so smart. Like, Matt and Trey they strategically use profanity and irreverence to set up the story so that at the end it comes full circle. You've gone on a really full journey. Yeah, and that's absolutely the brilliance of the show.
And I mean, even just South Park, that continues to roll.
Exactly.
They're on their 28th season or something. Have you guys met Matt and Trey? Or,
I haven't had the chance. So I don't know.
Liam, have you? Or
both
get
times.
In the mic.
So both times I came to New York to the Broadway cast when I was in it, I was gone home to walk the dog. And, I know they had all this stuff for like food and stuff in between. They're like, yeah, and they're like, oh, Matt was here. Did you get to meet him? I was like, no. And then Trey came, and I missed him again. So I'm still waiting. But
when we go out to LA, we're hoping that they'll come and check out the show.
Yeah.
Since that's home for them. So
absolutely. Yeah. And one other quick thing, Corey. I saw on your resume there was something about bowling. Are you a bowling dude, or is that?
I can do okay at the bowling alley, but I don't know if I put that on my resume.
Is that on
special skills?
It was. And I was wondering if you were secretly
a... You know, as an actor, you will use any angle you can to get a job. So if that bowling musical ever comes out,
you're ready.
I'm going in.
Well, I know when I saw the Book of Mormon, the last time it was around, I didn't really know that much about, the Church of Latter-day Saints, and to me it was like did they just make that up or is that real? And there's like so much of it that is actually real that it's that seems funny.
The brilliance of it is that Matt and Trey did their homework. Everything in the show is based in truth. And we actually go to Salt Lake City. And when we're there or in other Mormon-dominated cities, they are some of the best audiences we've had really? Because they get every reference that we make in the show. And they come to us afterwards and say, that was brilliant. You guys nailed it on the heads. So that's exactly what my experience was or how the church is. You know, so we feel that they did their homework in getting the stuff that's in the show about the church correct. Obviously, it's a fictional story. So what you see is not, you know, exactly true, but the stuff that they talk about is well researched.
Yeah, every reference to what's in the book and you know all that stuff is correct.
Yeah.
So they've been very diligent about that.
Yeah.
Liam Tobin and Corey Jones, guys, thank you so much. Book of Mormon is at Overture Hall through Sunday. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.